Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. The focus word today is blessing. God blesses us. We receive God's blessing. We, in turn, become a blessing for others. God blesses us. We receive God's blessing. Be a blessing for others. This morning in that gospel reading, we hear the account of Mary making a journey to see her kinswoman Elizabeth. And Elizabeth proclaims, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And Mary, in response to this blessing from Elizabeth, launches into what we know as the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul rejoices in God my Savior. Mary has indeed received Elizabeth's blessing, and she's ready to go forward, to lean in to the implications of this gift that she has received. God blesses the birth. God blesses every birth, every human being is a blessing from God. Each one of us is a gift from God. God has given each one of us unique talents, abilities, interests, concerns, placed each one of us in a unique and special network of relationships. And only you and I can make a difference in those places. God blesses us. And the question is, what do we do with this? Because the important thing is, we need to receive the blessing. I mean, isn't it great that God just simply, in his profligate, wonderful way, just blesses the whole human family? But so many people simply go on their way and don't acknowledge the blessing at all. For all kinds of different reasons. The important step in this process of being blessed by God is to receive that blessing. And that requires a degree of intention on our part to open our hearts, to let that blessing take root and grow. Receiving the blessing is an important step. And of course, receiving the blessing requires, moves us from that place of receiving to the place of being a blessing to others. Because as that sense of blessing grows in our hearts, we have to share it. We have to give it away. We have to be a blessing for others. The process, God blesses us. We receive God's blessing. We become a blessing for others. My personal mantra is show up, pay attention, lean in. You've showed up. Christmas is almost here, but not yet. But the sense of anticipation continues to grow. Advent is a special season as we prepare for the pouring out of God's love on the human family. But as we show up and gather in this space, we pay attention to understand how God indeed blesses each one of us. And what begins to happen for each of us is there's a sense of thanksgiving that begins to grow in our hearts. That we become aware of all the things in our lives, family, good friends, opportunities, all the things that have enriched our lives as we move through the different chapters, the different relationships, the different events and challenges and opportunities that come our way. That growing sense of thanksgiving, which is so integrally connected to blessing. And then we move from that to a spirit of generosity, taking the blessing, sharing it broadly, finding those places where we can make a difference, using our own personal gifts and talents in ways that make this world of ours a brighter and a better place. A sense of blessing. At the end of our service today, David will pronounce a blessing. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. God sends us forth into the world as a people blessed by God.